Fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. We're going to go back to August 6th of 1982. The game is at Candlestick Park. It's a Friday night. The Houston Astros are in town, and the Giants are in the midst of a 10-game winning streak. And this is one of the games in the middle of this winning streak. But the Giants, as you know, 10-game winning streak got them back in the race in 1982 that they went to the last weekend before getting knocked out. And, of course, the Braves won it that year, and the Dodgers came in second. But what a great year for Giants baseball in 1982. And this is one of those games in the middle of the winning streak that you say special things are going to happen for the San Francisco Giants. All right, we've got 8,430 brave souls on a Friday night at Candlestick Park, and it is the Houston Astros coming in to take on the San Francisco Giants. All right, here's the lineup. For Houston, Dickie Thon at shortstop, Tony Scott in center field, Ray Knight, Cruz in left field, Garner, Nicely, Art Howe at third base, Terry Poole, and Nolan Ryan on the hill for the Houston Astros. Wow, Nolan Ryan, the Hall of Famer. All right, for the San Francisco Giants, Chili Davis in center, Dwayne Kuiper at second, Jack Clark in right, Reggie Smith at first base, his only year with the Giants, Hackman, Jeff Leonard in left, Milt May doing the catching, O'Malley at third base, LeMaster at short, and Atlee Hammaker on the mound for the San Francisco Giants. Now, this is a big game because it's in the middle of that winning streak, and it gets the Giants really back into this race. Listen to how this one unfolded. In the Houston first with two out, Ray Knight walks, Cruz a base hit, and Phil Garner, a three-run homer, and Houston is up 3-0. In the Houston fourth inning, Art Howe a base hit, Poole a base hit, Dickie Thon a base hit, and it's now 4-0. Houston sixth inning, Jose Cruz, a two-run shot. It's up 6-0 now for Houston, and this is in the sixth inning. All right, now the Giants, and this is why it was a magical season, start coming back. Reggie Smith homers, and it makes it 6-1. Giants seventh inning, Jim Barr is now pitching for the Giants. Chili Davis a home run to make it 6-2. Dwayne strikes out. Jack Clark a home run makes it 6-3. Reggie Smith a double. And Hackman, Jeff Leonard, comes up with a base hit. It's now 6-4. We move on to the ninth inning, and this is one of those amazing ninth innings in Giants history. Dave Smith, an outstanding reliever, is on the hill for the Houston Astros. Jack Clark starts off the bottom of the ninth with another home run. Makes it 6-5. That's 22 in the year for Clark. Reggie Smith, home run number 11.
Houston 6, Giants 5, bottom of the ninth. Nobody out. The wind and the 0-1 pitch to Reggie. Swing, a high drive right field. Way back. It's gone. Home run. Back-to-back home runs here in the ninth inning. The Giants have tied the ball game.
6-6. The Giants have fought back and tied this game up. May and O'Malley then single, and Darrell Evans, and boy, he was a good hitter for the Giants, a great pull hitter. Love to see him at Oracle Park just pulling it down the line. Gets a base hit, comes in, wins it. Milt May crosses the plate, a walk-off for Darrell Evans.
3-1 delivery, swung out, a base hit right field. Here comes Friendly around third, pulls up with the ball. Here comes a throw, here comes Friendly. The Giants have won the ball game. Delivers a base hit to right field, and the Giants, with three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, have come all the way back from a 6-0 deficit.
And the Giants win the game 7-6, and they win it for Frank Robinson, the manager, who got ejected earlier for arguing a hit batsman. So the Giants come all the way back and win this thing 7-6 over the Houston Astros. Really an incredible game. Can you imagine sitting there watching this game or listening to this game on the radio or watching on TV or being at the ballpark? Jack Clark that year, 27 homers, 103 RBIs, 340 homers in his career. Reggie Smith just 1 year with the Giants, and it just shows that a Dodger could play for the Giants, and the Giants love what he gave him that year. 18 homers, 56 RBIs. His last year, 289. 366 on base, and a 489 slugging. That was his only year with the San Francisco Giants. So the Giants win the game, 3 hours and 11 minutes, 8,430 there on a Friday night. They go on to win 10 games in a row. They beat Atlanta, they beat Houston, and they beat Atlanta again. Atlanta wins the division 89-73. The Dodgers 88-74. The Giants 87-75. But you know, and I know, Joe Morgan knocked out the Dodgers that last Sunday of the season.
The 1-2 pitch. Morgan belts it high and deep right field. Way back goes Monday to the fence. It is gone! Home run, Joe Morgan! And the Giants lead the Dodgers 5-2.
Very exciting game. 7-6. The Giants win it over Houston. And they celebrate this one on August 6, 1982. Wow. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.